I can't think of.
Okay. What do you call the things in the fireplace that you lay the wood across? Big, heavy iron things.
I think I've heard it called a grate.
Okay. What does that look like?
This looks like an iron, yeah.
Okay. All right, if it didn't have a grate, you ever seen these pieces that, okay, they'd have legs on the front and the back,
mm-hmm.
and a big iron thing running across there, and mm-hmm. then you'd have two of these in there, have a thing going up at the front.
I've seen one in the fireplace.
Okay, what?
I don't know if they had two.
Uh-huh. These would be things like you balance a log on.
No, I think
it's... Okay, have you ever heard of andirons?
No.
Or dog irons?
I don't think so.
Fire irons?
No, it doesn't sound familiar.
Okay. We call the big round piece of wood with the bark still on it that you burn in the fireplace.
A log.
Okay. Did you have a name for a really big one you might put in the back of the fire to keep the fire going?
No.
Have you ever heard of a back log?
Nope.
A back stick. Mm. Okay. I think our generation doesn't use that much anymore. Okay, what about the little pieces of wood you use to start a fire with?
Kindling.
Okay. Any special name for it if it's made, say, of pine or... ever heard of light wood?
No.
Or lighted?
No.
Okay. What do you call black stuff that is left, you know, that gets up in the chimney? Mm-hmm. And
soot.
Okay, and the ash, well, the stuff that's left after...
Uh-huh. Ashes.
Okay, I don't really know what it's that. Okay, what color would they be?
White or gray.
And, okay, the names of some furniture, what do you call this thing I'm sitting
on? Chair.
Okay, and the thing you're sitting on?
Couch.
Okay, different names for... I'll say a smaller one like that one, that only two or three pieces. It was really for two pieces.
Love seat.
Oh, okay. Do you know any other names for this piece?
Sofa.
Okay. Which is more natural for you?
Couch.
Ever heard it called anything else?
No.
Okay. Alright, what are the things you have in, say, a bedroom?
A bed, dresser, chest of drawers.
Okay, what's the difference between a dresser and a chest of drawers?
Dresser has a mirror and it's lower.
Okay. Would either one of those have a place to hang clothes inside?
To what?
To hang clothes up, you know, with a little door.
No.
Have you seen an old-timey piece of furniture that would have those?
I believe I have.
Oh.
Mm-hmm.
You know, some drawers and...
You could hang things up in it. It didn't have... I don't remember if it had drawers or not. It seems like you just hang things up in it. Yeah.
Okay.
Like a closet, sort of, but not a closet.
Okay. Oh, but it was movable?
Mm-hmm.
I mean, mm-hmm. Okay. Was that called a wardrobe?
I don't really know.
How about chiffonier?
I've never heard of that.
A chiffonier?
No.
No? Okay. Clothes press, maybe?
I've never heard of that either.
Okay. Alright, what do you call tables and chairs and lamps and all the kind of stuff you'd have in a house?
What do you call it?
All that stuff together, yeah.
Never call it anything, I don't know.
Okay, say, if you had to go and buy a new chair, you'd go down to what kind of a store?
To a furniture.
Okay, that's the one.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, now on the sketch you drew me of the house, let's see, mm-hmm. the room where they did the cooking was mm-hmm. the, this one.